Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Corman, Ed Carson with the look at the action for Tuesday, March 26, where we saw stocks fade late. We're still close to those recent all-time highs, but we did fade on the day, Ed.
Yeah, we did. Still close to highs, as you say. Want to take a look at three stocks, Donald Trump stock, DJT, ServiceNow, and Royal Caribbean.
Okay, well, we'll get to those three stocks, but first, let's take a look at those major indexes. The NASDAQ today reversing lower down 0.4%, a little bit of an outside day there as well. We can also take a look at the S&P 500 down 0.3% by sessions close, still above that 10-day line. The Dow down a little less than 0.1% by sessions close, and the Russell 2000 also was on track for a downside reversal heading into the final minutes of trade today, Ed. So let's kick things off with the NASDAQ. We like watching this one closely, especially in a power trend market for growth-oriented investors. Your take on the action?
I mean, it seems fairly normal. We're down for 2 days on the NASDAQ, 3 days on the S&P and the Dow. All these are pretty modest losses. The NASDAQ's above the 10-day line, for goodness sakes. This pause is probably healthy. We're seeing some names, a lot of software names like ServiceNow, which we'll look at, like forming bases. So it's nice. It'd be nice if we could sort of move sideways for a little bit. So there's a little room. So if the market takes off again, there's at least a room for a few days before we hit resistance again. So I think this is still a constructive session.
I think so too. And by this time, meaning 5 months in to the 2003 stock market rally, we got a pullback to the 50-day line, and history often rhymes, maybe doesn't repeat exactly, but maybe in this sort of scenario, we have the moving averages catch up to the price action over time. I think that would be a good thing, because eventually if we do touch the 50-day line, the closer we are to that before heading down there, a mild pullback is always preferred, right, Ed?
Oh, yeah. And you just have to look at your stocks. I mean, it wouldn't take much for the NASDAQ to be down to the 50-day line, but you can imagine a lot of growth stocks falling 10, 15, 20% if that happens. So it's just something to be aware of. But yeah, this market, as you say, right, it's five months in exactly, right? And it's been a pretty strong rally. It's been impressive how it's held up. At some point, it will take that pullback to the 50-day line or more. But been really a nice time for investors.
Yeah, and constructive action here, no doubt. So let's take a look at the other major indexes briefly. The S&P 500 still looking strong above that 10-day line, as mentioned, Ed. What are your thoughts on blue chips here?
Same kind of thing here. I mean, the blue chips haven't led. You can see that relative strength line. But, you know, these are all near record highs. They're all showing a lot of strength, and so nothing to be worried about.
Yeah, small caps still close to a potential breakout area. We have seen more volatility in this part of the market, but what are your thoughts on how small caps are faring?
You know, it'd be nice to see them really taking off, even lead for a little while, but that just hasn't been the way it's been for years. It'd be nice to be holding here, or at least holding over the 21-day line, which it is. You know, the good news is that there's some bases that are forming, handles that are forming as a result of this action. It'd be nice to see this participate more.
Yeah. And I mean, if we do get those expected rate cuts in the second half of the year, we know how small caps are so interest rate sensitive. So that's something that we're keeping an eye out for as well.
That's a really good point.
Okay. Let's take a look at chips and software. Here's SMH on the day, Ed, down about 0.9%. And here's a look at the week, but it seems like chips are one leading area where we could really use some sort of pause here.
You know, another advantage, if that could happen, I mean, then other stocks, if they could move up a little bit, would actually have a chance to gain some relative strength. It's hard with NVIDIA and some of the other names that have been flying to show any kind of relative strength. But yeah, it's just down a little bit. Some of the AI chip names were down, but they all look really strong.
Okay. And IGV, which you mentioned, we're seeing a base formation at that sector level, and then underneath the surface, seeing a number of stocks forming bases and setting up in the software group.
And it's, you can sort of see it on the weekly, but definitely in the daily, there's definitely some short-term resistance that could offer, you know, a trend line or just draw the line. So there's definitely some, you know, could be some early entries, as you know, but just needs to get a little bit more strength.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one ticker getting a lot of buzz today was DJT, as we did have that SPAC merger take effect. So ticker DJT is now active. And this was a stock that was all over the place on the day, a very strong start, up more than 50% in the early going, but pretty volatile. And we did get a fade by the end of the day, Ed, but no matter the ticker, I think, you know, if you cover up the ticker here, if we see a stock that's breaking out 40%, right, with a move up 40, 50% or so, that's getting pretty stretched, right?
That's pretty stretched, especially it came on yesterday. It's hard. It doesn't even look like it, but it was up 35%. And that was, again, it's already, it was trading previously under the ticker DWAC, you know, sort of this reverse mergers you're mentioning. So it was a debut today, but it really does have a history. So that's a lot. That's a lot going on. There's, you know, it doesn't have a lot of revenue, doesn't have great fundamentals. And so there's definitely a meme type quality to this. I'm not saying the Truth Social, this is the Trump media, sort of the Truth Social parent. So there, you know, there is something out there, but so there's a lot of, you know, people will feel strongly about this beyond the stock. But yeah, it's just something to watch for. This was not great action how it closed, and I don't know where it's going to go, but you could imagine huge moves. But, you know, somebody who bought this at 70, 75 is sitting on a huge loss. And that's why you have to be careful on something like that. Is that is so, that is such speculation in that situation. Something to watch out for. I mean, it's going to be in the news. Maybe this will pause. Maybe it'll actually provide a technical setup. We saw that with meme stocks at various times, and DWAC did a couple of times, offered technically some interesting entries a couple of years ago. So it can happen, but it's just something to be very cautious with.
Yes, exactly. All right, moving on. Now let's take a look at ServiceNow. Full disclosure, I own this stock, have been in it since early November. This was one of the first to set up and break out, Ed, after that November 1st follow through day, or around that November 1st follow through day. And now we're getting a new base here for the stock and potential entry point that it's bumping up against.
Yeah, you got that tight trend line there. You could have used last week's high. It was sort of flirting, which is basically the same thing. Situation. You have 807.77, which I suppose you could use. And of course, there's the 815, which really wouldn't be much of a rise. It wouldn't take, I mean, it's, you know, it seems like a lot of dollars, but, you know, it's not that big of a move. So, you know, if you wanted to start a position, if it moved past this trend line and then maybe fill it out as it got a little higher, that'd be one way to go. As you noted, yeah, you know, like you, it was a great move to buy that early on in, you know, back in early November, because that was one of the first movers out there. That was really a good buy, and that's done great. So it's nice to see it form a real base at this point. So just needs a little bit of strength, and you can see that moving out. There's a lot of names out there. This is one of a number of AI related or AI adjacent software names that are looking intriguing.
Yeah. And at the time I liked it because that relative strength line was leading. So that's a little bit of an issue right now. The relative strength is lagging, but one could imagine if it does continue to carve the right side of the base or break out, you'd see that relative strength line potentially starting to pick up. So we'll have to see if that can happen. And did you mention it was the stock of the day?
Oh, I did not. But yeah, thank you very much. Reinhard Krauss wrote up our stock of the day. It's always good to learn about what is going in there. Should be getting in there. Maybe it'll filter in later on today.
Yeah. But sure, I'm sure it's somewhere in here. It'll be there. All right. But yeah, traders can check out the homepage of investors.com for that great article. Now let's take a look at RCL. This is Royal Caribbean, breaking out of a cup with handle last week, and it's still in that buy zone.
Yeah, it's holding right in there. And I would say it's actionable, except for one little trick here is that Carnival, which has not been, it's, you know, while RCL is clearly the leader, Carnival has earnings tomorrow morning. And so what they have to say about booking trends and whatnot will be important. Clearly, I mean, RCL is the leader. RCL, I think Carnival is still supposed to have another loss, but Royal Caribbean is profitable. So that could be something there. So that's definitely something to watch there. But yeah, doing very well. A lot of travel stocks are doing well. You see the upward momentum on the earnings estimates. So a lot to like with this name.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you make a good point because a lot of times we do see stocks moving with their peers on earnings reports. So definitely something to be aware of, maybe for traders who are in this, maybe they got in on that gap up right around the 50-day line a couple of weeks ago, just something to note, or for prospective buyers who are keeping tabs on this one. Let's see what happens come tomorrow, if there is some reaction and sympathy either which way with CCL. So we'll keep an eye out for that. All right. Thanks, Ed. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it from us for today, but we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IBD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IBD Live, for all the details. It's the return of Mike Webster tomorrow, senior market strategist. Really looking forward to having him back on. So don't miss it. We'll see you then. And we'll also see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.